欢迎你来收听 BBN 的重播节目，希望你能用祷告和奉献来支持我们的圣经广播。牧者心声，这是中英双语的讲道节目，今天的讲员是刘传章牧师。
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Our God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praises.
因为这一天是你自己所安排、所指定，让你的众子民可以一起敬拜你。
For this is the day that you have ordained that your people may come and worship you.
我们感谢你，因为你爱的缘故，差遣你的爱子耶稣基督来到世上。
And because you loved us, you sent your Son Jesus Christ to this world.
你的爱要普济万民，你让耶稣基督成为世人的救主。
And this love will be preached to all nations and all peoples, for the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ shall become the Lord and Savior of all.
主啊，今天早晨我们何等的感谢你，因为你已经成全了、成就了这救赎的大功。
How we thank you this morning, because the work of atonement is already accomplished.
你是荣耀的王，却成为卑微的仆人。
You are the King of glory, and yet you humble yourself to be a servant.
你是神的儿子，却生在马槽里。
You are the Son of God, and yet you were born in a manger.
为的是要把我们这些死在罪恶过犯当中的人拯救出来。
So that we who have been born in sin and headed for damnation may become the children of God.
主啊，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Father, we thank you and we praise you.
让我们以心灵和诚实来拜你。
And may we come and worship in spirit and in truth.
愿主再一次将你的真理启示在我们的眼前。
And may your spirit once again be manifested to us.
让我们认识你自己。
So that we may know you.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请看圣经路加福音第十九章。
Turn the Bible to Gospel of Luke chapter 19.
路加福音第十九章，我们从二十八节看到第四十节。
We shall be reading from verse 28 through 40.
耶稣说完了这话，就在前面走，上耶路撒冷去。将近伯法期和伯大尼，在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说：“你们往对面村子里去。”进去的时候，必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。
After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at a hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden." Untie it and bring it here.
若有人问为什么解它，你们就说主要用它。打发的人去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。他们解驴驹的时候，主人问他们说：“解驴驹做什么？”他们说：“主要用它。”
If anyone asks you, "Why are you untying it?" Tell him, "The Lord needs it." Those who were sent went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it."
他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能，都欢乐起来，大声赞美神说：奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说：夫子，责备你的门徒吧。耶稣说：我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. And as he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of the disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out."
不晓得在各位的生命里面有没有这样的一个经验。
I don't know if you ever had this experience in your personal life.
在你经历里面你缺乏有些需要。
That you have certain lacks or needs.
所以你需要向人借东西。
So you need to borrow something for someone else.
如果我们有需要向人借东西的时候,
and if we ever come to that kind of situation,
我们常常觉得很不好意思。
A lot of times we feel kind of embarrassed.
我记得我在很小的时候,
I remember at a very young age.
那个时候正是韩战的时候,
that was during the Korean War.
因为韩战争的关系就面临饥荒,
and because of war, a lot of people were facing famine.
所以有一两天的时间家里面一点吃的东西都没有,
and for a couple of days, we did not have anything to eat in the house.
所以我的父亲要出去向朋友、向邻居借一点米、借一点面回来。
So my father had to go out to borrow some rice and some meal from the neighbors or friends.
那有些人也是遭遇同样的情况，所以他们也没有的东西可以借出来。
Well, some other people were faced with the same situation and they had nothing to lend us.
所以有几天我们没有饭吃。
As a result, we did not eat for several days.
所以在幼小的心灵里面。
So in my little young heart,
就感觉这种缺乏的可怕。
And I understand that how terrible this kind of need.
也感觉向人借东西的这一种不好意思。
And also the embarrassment of having to borrow.
那这是我们贫苦的人会常常经历的一切的事情。
And that's something which the poor experience a great deal.
但是今天早晨我们看的这一段圣经,
but this morning in the passage we just read,
讲到主耶稣胜利的进入耶路撒冷。
Here's the account of his triumphant entry into the Jerusalem.
我们刚刚所念的这一段圣经是耶稣基督在世界上工作，可以说是他的一个高峰。
And we can say that during his earthly ministry, this is the peak of his whole work.
但是耶稣怎样进入耶路撒冷？
But how did he enter Jerusalem?
在这里给我们看到耶稣进耶路撒冷是有他的准备。
Well, Jesus was prepared when he was entering Jerusalem.
但是他需要一个驴驹的时候，他自己并没有。
And yet, when it came upon a time when he needed a coat, he did not have one himself.
所以他要向人借一匹驴驹，使他能够骑着进入耶路撒冷。
And he had to borrow one so that he could ride it into Jerusalem.
所以他打发他的门徒进到那个村庄里面去说。 把那个驴驹牵来。
And so he told him, some of his disciples said, "Go into the village and untie that coat and bring it here."
如果有人问说为什么要解这个驴驹，你们就告诉他主有需要。
Should anyone ask you why you are untying it, just tell them the Lord needs it.
主在讲这句话的时候是很有权柄的表达他的这个主权。
Jesus spoke this with authority that he was in control of the whole situation.
他好像给我们看到说，主要用的时候，什么人都要把这个东西交出来。
When the Lord has need of something, everybody has to yield his ownership.
但是在这句话的后面，我们也看到主耶稣是多么样的贫穷。
And yet behind this, we also see that how poor he was on earth.
他连一匹驴驹都没有。
That he did not own even one single coat.
当我们想到主耶稣的一生的时候,
and we reflect upon his whole life.
在这个时候他要荣耀地进入耶路撒冷。
And now Jesus was about to enter Jerusalem triumphantly.
他要进入耶路撒冷来宣布他自己就是那要来的王。
That he was to announce that he was the king to come.
但是他怎么样进入耶路撒冷呢?
But how did he enter Jerusalem?
这个王连一匹驴驹都没有。
This king, he did not even own a donkey coat.
难怪当我们想到保罗说主耶稣他本来富足。
And no wonder when we thought about what Paul said about Jesus, that he was rich.
却为我们变成贫穷。
And yet for our sake he became poor.
好叫我们因他的贫穷使我们变成贫穷。
So that we might become rich through his poverty.
主耶稣基督在世界上的时候也宣布说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
And Jesus himself has said that while he was on earth, that even though the foxes had holes, the birds have nests, and yet the Son of Man had no place to lay his head.
他在地上没有定居的地方。
He did not have a residence of his own.
他在地上没有枕头的地方。
He had no place to lay his head.
他在地上饥寒交迫。
He suffered hunger and cold.
在他死的时候, 埋葬在别人的坟墓里。
And after he died, he was buried in someone else's tomb.
主做这一切是为了什么？
Why did Jesus do all these?
主成就这一切是为了你, 是为了我。
He accomplished all these because for you and mine, for me.
当主耶稣要进入耶路撒冷的时候,
when he was about to enter Jerusalem,
谁成全了耶稣基督要来作王的这个宝贵的应许?
Who fulfilled this precious promise of the King who was to come, the King of glory?
这里告诉我们是一个小驴驹。
Well, the Bible told us it's a little dog coat.
圣经说告诉我们，当耶稣骑在这个驴驹上面的时候，
Bible told us when Jesus was riding on a coat,
这些人看见这荣耀的一幕，就大声的赞美神。
And all the people when they saw this scene, and they cried out loud in praises to God.
他们说，奉主名来的王，是应当称颂的。
And they all cried out, said that the King who has come in the name of the Lord, he, Hosanna.
耶稣基督进入耶路撒冷是要公开地宣布他是要来的王。
Jesus entered Jerusalem to make the announcement that he was the king to come.
我们知道耶稣基督在过去的这三年多的时间里面，他常常是在暗中做工。
We know that Jesus had been working on a low profile in the past 3 years.
他不要他的门徒告诉人说我就是基督，我就是要来的弥赛亚。
He even didn't tell his disciples to let anybody know that he was the Savior, the Messiah to come.
但是时候已经到了，耶稣要公布他自己的身份。
But the time is now that he is to announce his identity publicly.
所以他公然地进入耶路撒冷。
So he entered Jerusalem openly this time.
这个进入耶路撒冷的事情是要应验圣经里面的预言。
In fulfillment of the prophetic message in the Bible.
如果是一个战争得胜的君王回来的时候进到他的城里面，他要骑着快马。
We know that in the tradition of those days, a military commander who returned in victory, he will go through the gate on his horse.
但是耶稣来是不是一个战争的王，乃是一个和平的王。
And yet Jesus didn't come as a military commander, as a king of wars, but rather a king of peace.
一个和平的王进到耶路撒冷，进来进城的时候。
And the King of Peace entered Jerusalem on a coat.
主要用他。
The Lord has need of it.
主有一个需要。
The Lord has a need.
主需要一个驴驹来成全他事工上的这个需要。
The Lord needed a coat to fulfill the need of the ministry.
但是谁愿意被主所使用呢？
But who were willing to be used of the Lord?
这里我们从这个驴驹的角度来看。
And we look at it from the angle of the coat.
这个驴驹愿意被主使用。
The coat was willing.
如果是一个小驴驹跟一匹骏马放在一起比较的时候, 多少的人会拣选那个骏马骑在上面是何等的威风。
If we stand this little coat side by side with, say, a thoroughbred, most people would choose the thoroughbred because he looks so much more handsome and powerful.
这匹驴驹虽然卑微,
and yet, the little colt, though he was humble,
这匹驴驹虽然软弱,
though he was weak,
但是当主用他的时候,
yet when the Lord has need of him,
他就成为一个成全神旨意的工具。
It became the vessel through which the prophecy about Jesus was fulfilled.
主要用他。
The Lord needs it.
当主要用一个人的时候,
when the Lord has a need for someone,
都要主要用一件东西的时候,
when the Lord has a need of something,
这一个人或这一件东西就变成极伟大的人物。
That person or that object then become extremely important in the whole picture.
英国有一个很著名的作家，也是传道人，叫做本人约翰。
In England, there was a well-known preacher and writer. His name was John Bunyan.
他不愿意受当时国教的影响，他就传讲圣经的真理。
in spite of the position of the Church of England in those days, he insisted on preaching the truth of the Bible. And as a result, he was imprisoned.
谁想到这样在监狱里面的一个监犯?
Who would have guessed that a prisoner like John,
被教会被政府所鄙视的人,
some person despised by the church, by the government.
但是他在监狱里面写了天路历程,
and yet, while he was in the prison, he wrote the Pilgrim's Journey.
那这个天路历程这本书，据说除了圣经以外，是最畅销的一本书。
Which, according to some sources, is the second bestseller next only to the Bible.
主要用它。
The Lord has need of it.
在监狱里面的人能够为主发出荣耀的光辉。
Even a person in the prison could shine brilliantly for the Lord.
Fanny Crosby, 这个姐妹，在小的时候，因为医生用错了药，使她双目失明。
Another sister in Christ, Fanny Crosby, because of a misapplication of some medicines, she became blind as a child.
一个盲眼的人，谁觉得他有什么大的作用？
Who would have guessed that a blind girl would have had much contribution?
但是她把自己交在主的手里面。
And yet she gave her life to the Lord.
主要用她的时候,
when the Lord was to use her,
卑贱的变成尊贵的。
Even the ignoble became noble.
她一生写了8000多首诗歌。
And through her lifetime, she wrote over 8,000 hymns.
她写的诗歌多少的人愿意唱?
And millions more than happy to sing.
感动了多少的生灵?
And touched millions of lives.
虽然她自己看不见,
even though she could not see herself.
但是在她灵里面的眼睛看见了神的荣美。
And yet in her spiritual eyes, she could see the glory of the Lord.
多少的诗歌是把人从痛苦的里面带到神的荣耀。
The hymns that she wrote lift people out of their abject, depression and that state of darkness into the glorious state.
在那些迷途上不知道往哪里走的人，他说， All the way my Savior leads me. 一路上主引导。
And to those who were lost in the highway of life, her hymn means All the way my Savior leads me.
多少人被人轻视，以为无用。
A lot of people have been rejected and despised as useless.
但是当他们愿意把自己放在主的手里的时候,
but as soon as they're willing to put their lives in the hands of the Lord,
主就能够用他们。
The Lord could use them.
如果主要用他,
and if the Lord has a need of someone,
最羞耻的会变成最荣耀,
even the most shameful one become the glorious,
最无能的要变成最有用,
even the weakest one becomes the most useful one,
最丑陋的要变成最美丽的,
even the one that lacks any beauty at all will become the most beautiful,
最卑贱的要变成最高贵的,
and the most despised will become the most noble,
最愚拙的要变成最聪明的,
and the most ignorant would become the most learned.
最软弱的要变成最刚强的。
The weakest become the strongest.
最贫穷的要变成最富足的。
The poorest would become the richest.
主要用它。
The Lord has need of it.
主需要它。
The Lord needs it.
弟兄姐妹，今天我能被主用吗？
But brothers and sisters, today can I be used for the
Lord? 今天我愿意被主用。
Am I willing to be used of the Lord?
今天我肯被主用吗？
Do I want to be used of the Lord?
当摩西肯被主用的时候,
when Moses answered yes to God,
他就能够把以色列人从埃及地带领出来，进到神所应许的迦南美地。
He was able to lead the Israelites out of Egypt into the land of Canaan, the land of promise.
当耶利米肯被主用的时候,
and Jeremiah answered yes to God,
他就能够把以色列人了解神在那个审判的时候该当如何归向神。
And he taught Israelites how they should have repented when the day of judgment was approaching.
当宋尚杰愿意被主用的时候, 就在中国教会历史上掀起了极大的复兴。
And when Dr. John Song was willing to be used of the Lord, he started a great revival in China.
只要肯被主用,
As long as we're willing to be used of the Lord.
小驴驹能够为主成就大事。
A little colt can accomplish great things.
这个小驴驹成全了圣经里面的预言。
And this particular little colt, he helped to fulfill the prophecy of the Bible.
只要我们肯被主用，我们也能够完成神的大使命。
As long as we are willing to be used of the Lord, we can also accomplish the Great Commission.
主今天仍然在寻找可用的、有用的驴驹。
To this day, the Lord is still seeking those colts that he could use.
你我是不是这一批可用、有用的驴驹？
Are you and I among these usable and useful colts?
当主骑在驴驹上的时候，
When Jesus was riding on the colt,
我们看到荣耀。
We saw the glory.
我们听到尊荣。
We heard the glory.
我们看到人归向神。
And we saw people being led to the Lord.
主要用他。
Because the Lord has need of it.
主要用你。
Because the Lord has need of you.
主要用我。
And of me.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
让我们知道我们自己的卑微。
That you have shown us of our insignificance.
但是我们知道我们的奉献就能成为馨香的祭物。
And yet we know that our dedication will turn us into the sacrifice of a beautiful aroma.
在主你的手中就变成贵重有用的器皿。
In your hands will become noble and useful vessels.
但愿我们都愿意做一匹小驴驹。
May we all be willing to be your colt.
求主使用我们。
And may you use us.
让我们被你的荣美遮盖。
So that we'll be overshadowed by your glory.
让人看见你自己的作为。
That the people will see nothing but your work.
愿千万的称颂都归在你的名下。
And may the praises of thousands and thousands be to you only.
让我们知道你救赎我们是有着一个重大的目的。
That we may realize the important reason why we have been saved.
让我们知道你为我们所舍弃的是何等大的代价。
And that we may realize how much you've given us for us.
让我们愿意说主来用我。
So that we will say to you willingly, Lord, use me.
用我的双手。
Use my hands.
做你的工。
To do your work.
用我的双脚。
Use my feet.
走你的路。
To walk your way.
用我的口述说你的荣耀。
And use my lips to speak of your glory.
用我的心灵敬畏你。
Use my heart to worship you.
用我的耳朵聆听你的声音。
And use my ears so that I can hear your voice.
用我的双目注视你。
Use my eyes that may gaze upon you.
用我的生命成为馨香的祭物。
And use my life that it become a sacrifice.
求主使用我。
Oh God, use me.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
刚刚的节目是牧者心声，由圣经广播网编辑播出。谢谢你来收听 BBN 的重播节目。不要忘记，您的奉献和祷告能够让更多的听众从中受益。